Turning the clock back on June 26, the day in 1977 when Elvis Presley made his last live appearance at a concert in Indiana. The King died 7 weeks later on August 16, age 42.
I see, easy ride. I see what you have done.
Ironically, that performance came on the birthday of his manager, Colonel Tom Parker. He was born in 1909 on June 26. He died aged 87 in 1997.
You can promote all you want to, but if the people don't want to buy a ticket, it doesn't help. So I did my part, Elvis did his show, and we were lucky.
Others born on June 26, former Wallabies coach John Connolly is 68 today.
We've all been to the coaching clinics. We've all had the same similar views. That ability to connect with people is the key to it over a long season.
Mick Jones is 64, the singer and guitarist sacked by The Clash, who went on to form Big Audio Dynamite.
Situation now.
Chris Isaak is 63. The singer and actor had hits with Wicked Game and Somebody's Crying and was in the movies Married to the Mob and Silence of the Lambs before becoming the host of his own talk show.
Welcome, Stevie Nicks. Can I start by saying you look marvellous?
Patti Smyth is 62 today. As the lead singer of Scandal, she had this hit. After that, she teamed up with Don Henley to chart with this one. Did you know she's married to John McEnroe?
You cannot be serious!
Actor Chris O'Donnell is 49. He was in the movie Scent of a Woman, Three Musketeers, and he played Robin in a couple of Batman movies.
I want a Robin signal in the sky, all right? I'm tired of living in your shadow. All that ends right now.
Finally, today is the anniversary of the divorce of Sonny and Cher. The two stars of the 60s and early 70s officially ended their marriage on this day in 1975. 4 days later, Cher married Greg Allman.
Hey, I got you, babe.
There's some of the things that have happened on June 26.